You just released some enrollment numbers, and those told us that just over, I think, 2,600 have enrolled, and that seemed pretty small to me, although you're telling me you're ahead of your target, so I'd like to hear a little bit more about how you came up with your initial projections. Let's start with that.
We were assuming that the first 3 months of enrollment would be slower, and then that would pick up after January. Our enrollment targets have been designed so they ramp up over time, because we're assuming the more people hear about it and see it and feel it and touch it and understand it, the more people will get in. But I do think that we are using all of the data as we get it to evaluate whether there are issues with the systems that might be causing problems, whether there are affordability issues. There are a lot of things that we are going to see over this first year that inform sort of where we go next.
The enrollment data also show that the majority of people who have signed up for coverage on HealthSource RI are older, 40 and older. And we've heard so much about how it's important to get young, healthy people to sign up. Explain why that is.
The idea always when you have a big pool of people is you want to have not only the people who are more likely to be sick, but also people who are healthy. So
to offset risk.
To balance risk. And however, having said that, it's not a surprise to me at all that the initial push has been among people who are over 45, between 45 and 65. And the reason that that doesn't surprise me is because of all of the people who are really aware of the need for health insurance, those are going to be the people, because there are a lot of people who have lost jobs or who have moved from a corporate setting to a consulting setting. They're older. They understand the value of health insurance. For people in their 20s, that value proposition isn't so clear. And so one of the challenges that we all have is getting that message out. And you can't get that message out in 8 or 9 weeks. There's a lot of work that has to be done. And the difference between this and what most of the time is done in government is that there's a program that doesn't cost money. This program requires, it's not a program. This is literally the purchase of health insurance. And so that need to purchase health insurance, that's not something that anybody's really talked about over time.
I'm speaking with Christine Ferguson of HealthSource RI. Let's talk about the next phase. So you were started up with federal grants, and that's the steam you're running on right now, right? What do you see is happening in terms of the funding you'll need to carry on for the next year and the years beyond that?
So right now, we are looking within the administration, and it will soon be in the legislature, at the discussion about how to structure this. Should it be a quasi-public? That's the legislation that was passed 2 years ago.
So what kind of organization should this be? And then from that flows the question, how should we pay for it?
Right. And so the options for paying for it run the gamut. The state has an option to do an appropriation, which is general fund. We have the option of doing advertising and really looking at this more from a business perspective in terms of some of the additional services that we can provide.
You mean selling advertising and offering additional services for fees?
There are a variety of things that could be done. The question is whether or not we're set up in a way that allows us to do that. So I expect that there will be many, many conversations. I'm being somewhat vague, and the reason is because we're in the midst of those conversations within the administration, and I expect that they will be the subject of a fair amount of discussion in the legislative session.
Tell me a little bit about what next year is looking like in terms of the kinds of plans we might see on the exchange, whether or not we'll see maybe smaller networks of providers. I mean, we haven't really talked about the level of participation in plans on the exchange by doctors, for example, in the state. But what do you see happening with that? How much choice will people have next year?
So the plans that are on the exchange now are similar to the plans that are out there, that have been out there. We have some plans that are a little bit more innovative that are being offered. Now we're starting the negotiations with the health plans for next year. We have Neighborhood United and Blue Cross in the exchange. Tufts New England has said that they will come in next year, so we'll have a fourth carrier. We will be working closely with the plans and with the Office of the Health Insurance Commissioner and the Department of Health around options available on the exchange, because individuals will be making the choice as opposed to employers, that offer less expensive plans that may be actually higher value because of the integration. So in English, what that means is that we're open to the idea of more limited networks, but the reason that we're open to it is because we have a very robust call center, customer support, and the tools that we'll be providing with people with, so that they understand what they're choosing.
You're talking a lot about HealthSource RI driving change in healthcare in this state. To some people, that might be a little bit confusing. It's a website, they think. It's a website where you pick insurance. How do you see HealthSource RI as helping drive health reform in Rhode Island?
What HealthSource RI does is give people the ability to be part of an entity that can negotiate. So the larger the number of people, the more small businesses we have, the more employees we have, the more innovative the products can be.
Christine Ferguson, head of HealthSource RI, thanks so much.
Thank you.